Wow, this is such a great song. Let me just check the org to see if anyone's made any videos to it yet.
You bastard.
RDS Radio, home of some of the greatest creators ever.
Well, how about Goo Goo Dolls?
You bastard.
Hey, we're on, I think.
Maybe we're not.
Yeah, we are. We're on. Let me turn up your volume on this. That should be good. Okay. Hey, what's up, everyone? We're back on the radio now. April 8th, 2005. So if you haven't heard, we're going to stick with the Friday showing, or whatever. Friday
is going to be the day.
Yeah, there he is. There's Lee. Okay, here we're back. All right, it's me, Coop. We've got Steak and Lee here tonight.
For once, really.
They just kind of barely made it on time. I've been playing songs for the past 2 hours. It's killing time. And here, I'm going to send
the Samuel Jackson skit.
Actually, I didn't play it because you sent me the whole thing. I don't want the whole thing, man.
What do you want from it?
I just wanted clips from it, but whatever. whatever. Okay,
you gotta play the whole thing.
Why?
Because it's great as a whole.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Actually, anyways, if you guys haven't noticed, I've been saying "you bastard" a lot.
Yeah.
It's my new thing now, so you might hear me say it a lot during the broadcast.
He's been whispering it erotically over the mic.
I was, actually.
For, like, the past 3 days.
It's a good thing to say, and it's a good thing to say.
You're like, you bastard.
Shut up.
You bastard.
You bastard.
You bastard. Okay, we got a little bit of stuff to talk about. Okay, first thing we're going to talk about, we got some new radio commercials. If you heard one of the first ones, that was made by Bad Martial Arts. So I kind of just told him to do it for me. It's pretty funny, so thanks to that one. Alright, org news. We got the multi-editor projects. Larger than 100 megabytes are allowed on the org now. I think there's a few of them that's already up. One of them being ROS.
Heck yeah.
The HQ version of ROS is available on the org now, so whenever you get a chance, you guys go
RVG
get that.
RVG and Indiana's is up now.
You can go get that. What's RVG's up?
Yeah, I saw an announcement.
Is there any other projects that are up?
NES.
NES. Is there anyone you guys know that can bring up?
REM Sleep.
REM Sleep? Oh, there's a new one of that one? Okay. So everyone out, if you guys go ahead and go get that from the org.
Yes.
That's a good thing to talk about. Lee, did you get the broadcast format? I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I got it.
And everyone, if you didn't already look on the org, in the forums, we're gonna have Cusiaro as our interviewee for the night. That should be fun. If you guys don't know him, he's been around for a while. He's a good guy. It's kind of weird.
Dude, did someone fart?
I don't know what the hell that was, man. That was weird.
That was wet.
I don't know what that was. Anyways, you know, there hasn't been much going on at all, other than people trying to submit their videos to conventions.
Yeah. And Lee yelling at me.
Why is it, Lee, why don't you just cuss out all the people that are ROS 2 right now and are hard making their tracks?
If you haven't done your track for ROS 2 yet, do it. I'm gonna kill you. Strangle you at AWA.
Calm down,
I see you,
dude. Jesus.
It's over. Screw January 10th, or July 10th, or June 10th, or whatever I said in the email.
Are you drunk?
I went now.
Probably.
Yeah.
I have like a week to get left.
No, I'm totally sober.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
I gotta finish my part in a week.
Okay.
Because you're a tight deadline on me.
Alright. Actually, I only have like 6 seconds then, but Lee won't let me go. I asked him if he could just kick me out, and he won't. Anyways, anything else? Nothing, man. Alright, we got banners. Gonna talk about banners. What's the deal with the crappy banners?
They've been sucking since 1992 or 2002.
1992.
1992 sounds better than 2002. So I'll just say 1992.
Why don't we tell the viewers, or the viewers, the listeners, to make a banner and submit it to the org? No, that sucks.
Mm.
Actually, I made one, but it hasn't come up yet. Hopefully
we should,
it'll come up.
We should do multi-editor project banners.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Where we each edit like our own little, like one section of pixels.
They could play music with the banners on the site, and then totally kill like people's bandwidths. That'd be a great idea. Oh, I got it. That's it.
Nice, awful MIDI music playing.
Yeah, I'm gonna eliminate the silence here by calling random people, and let's see who's the first random person we're gonna call. Hopefully you're ready for this. If you're not, too bad. We're still calling you.
It's like, are you ready for this? Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, what the hell? Hello? Hello?
Fucking. Can you hear me?
Well, he's in...
Hey.
Yeah,
can
what's
you guys
up,
hear me?
Man? What's
hey.
Up?
Jay, MJ says I need to fix my mic, so that means you need to fix my mic.
You need Crap. To fix... No, you were unnecessarily loud earlier, man. Steak sounds fine.
Hey, but can you hear me?
Oh, we're hearing an echo here because I think we called someone who is listening to the broadcast.
I just had like this nasty error. Call me back here in a moment.
All right. Okay, we're on with Bed Martial Arts.
Yes, you are.
What's up, man? What's going on with your life? Any of these?
I don't know. I'm trying to work on a VG3 video.
How's the progress on VG3 anyway? You wanna?
People are putting up stuff. I can't really speak about that. I'm not a coordinator. I'm not anything involved. MJ would kill me if
I haven't done my track.
I said anything.
So long.
When is that supposed to be done?
AWA.
When it's done. AWA. All
right. That sucks.
It's going to be one of those last-minute things. It's the new DDR.
Can you give us a hint on what you're working on?
I'm working on a track. If you've played the game Ogre Battle.
No, I'm sorry.
It's a great old SNES game. Not very well known, but it was a great game. Final Fantasy Tactics steals heavily from it. It was the same programmers, pretty much. So.
No, sorry.
Well. It's a great game, and I found a really cool mix for it, and I'm putting it with Berserk, and it's looking great the first, 20 seconds that I've done, and I'm sitting down, maybe I'll throw the rest of it together soon.
Right.
Hopefully.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah, speaking of that, the games, I actually found this.
Yeah.
It was posted on Hypeo. It's about it's like a weird guy who just collects all these video games and everything. It's crazy. I posted the link on the IRC chat room. It's this entire game room. It's crazy. He's got like over 5,000 games and like 20 consoles. It's insane. I don't know what that's all about.
It's pretty scary.
Where we have a steak bag on here?
Yeah.
Alright, that's cool.
That's what I get for trying to close down SoulSeek.
I'm going to call MJ here because let's see if he has something to say before. I mean, we have like 10 minutes to kill here before we play some songs, and then we're going to call up Cusiaro. So we're going to call up MJ.
MJ's.
Hopefully he's ready.
MJ's words of wisdom. We should make a radio segment called that every Friday.
Hey, what's up, MJ? You there?
Yes, I think it's a Greg.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What you been up to?
Hold on a minute. I gotta fix my stuff.
Oh, God. That's fine.
Good.
All right. So, you guys want to know about VG3?
Yes.
Yes.
You might as well just tell us.
Yeah, I guess
we got, right now, we got a lot of cool stuff in the works, so.
All right. What you got?
We got a lot of good editors that pretty much bailed on DDR since there isn't one this year. Mm-hmm. So, we recruited a lot of talent.
How many videos total are you planning to make?
Oh, God. Hold on a minute.
Okay,
that's down.
I hear a lot
meow?
Of background.
Okay.
Noise.
What?
How many are you planning to make?
Right now, we're hoping to sell about.
Whoa, you're breaking up. This is weird.
hear me?
I'm going to cut off some people here. I don't know who's causing this lag.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to kick out BMA.
Okay.
And...
You still there?
Yeah, there you go. What's up, man?
All right. You asked how long we plan on making the G3, like in total?
Yeah.
We're probably looking to have about an hour and 15 to 20 minutes.
Jesus.
We want to try and get back to the length it was in NES, because to me, RVG was a little bit shorter than what I really wanted. Mm-hmm. And we filled a lot of time in RVG with commercials, and I think this time we need to have more videos than commercials, even though I love the commercials. But we got to get more videos in there this time.
Oh,
and we would have had a longer project had we didn't have like 25 drops. So.
Ouch. Well, are you
we have a ton of great editors this year. We had, you know, plenty of editors from RVG and NES coming back. Plus, like I said, we recruited a lot of people that were on DDR that are going to be helping us out. Absolute Destiny for one. Aluminum Studios is going to be making a track for us this year. And, you know, all the regulars are going to be back. Me, Flux, Caster, Alan, hopefully Alan. He's having a little bit of a crisis with his track, so.
What kind of crisis?
But he definitely needs to come back because he always closes the show out for us, so.
That's true. He's always
some reason, Alan thinks he cannot edit action videos. I don't understand why. This year he was planning to take a Streets of Rage track. And he got about 20 seconds into it, and then he just put his hands up and said, "Man, I can't edit action. I'm out. I'm done." but the guy makes amazing videos. I have no there's no reason why he can't do an action video.
It's just not how he thinks. I mean, there's just people who don't think the way that action editors do.
I mean, to me, action is. I'm not gonna say it's the easiest video to edit, but it's the most. I don't know what the
basic.
Correct term for it is. Yeah, it's more of a editing action to me is like a math equation. Everything is done in beat syncs and hits and song changes. All you gotta do is just time out. Okay, the song changes here, cutscene here, cutscene here, cutscene here, and you just put it together. And it ends up just becoming an action
video.
Well,
that you can
and
say the same thing for any other
sped up
video.
Footage and inverts are always a plus.
You can say that for any other type, man. Like drama.
Now, see, to me, drama is harder because you actually have to put meaning into the scenes you use.
Oh, come on. We
crossfading,
all
crossfading
dude,
has to be implemented,
dude,
you know, very well.
You all know that if you watch a drama video, a lot of those scenes don't really have to make sense. It just
a good drama video has to have some thought put into the scene selection.
What's
it has
different
to
about
have...
a good action video and a bad action video if it's just all the same?
To me... Good action videos basically just follow the formula and the pace of the song, and they have cool action-y, flashy scenes that just entertain and eye candy the viewer.
Okay.
Now,
and they actually
drama
fit the
now
song.
Drama videos are a lot different. They're you gotta put some meaning into your scene selection. To me, this is all just to me.
Well,
I mean, I'm not the expert.
Mean lyric sync or an actual meaning?
No, I mean, there's lyric sync, there's going with the flow of the song, you gotta match the mood of the song. I mean, when it comes to action videos, you're basically taking a fast song, a lot of drum hits, a lot of drum beats, and then just saying, okay, scene, 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 here. Invert, 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 invert.
Black
strobes. If you wanna follow, black strobes, cut, 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 cut. You know.
Some batshit crazy
opacity down,
matte
opacity
effect.
Down, opacity down, something like that. And that's basically how it works with action. But, I mean, action is entertaining stuff. I like action videos. It's just that,
yeah,
to me, that yeah, it's all, it, to me, it's all kind of just, like I said, to me, it's like a math equation, because all you're doing is timing out the song into separate beats and separate sections. And you're just hit on each beat.
Well, it depends. Right. Like, you know, like, Tyler's stuff is a lot different than that. He's a great effects action editor. I don't think he follows that same formula. As a matter of fact, most action videos that I see nowadays, they're kind of like that. They're all like, you know, black strobes and inverts. I think they're kind of bad.
Well, when it comes to the track that Alan took, to me, that track would be kind of what I was referring to as far as just being a, you know, just make sure that you hit all the beats and you'll be all right, which is why I couldn't understand why he's having such a hard time with it. And I was telling him, I said, man, me, Caster, and Flux need to have some kind of action intervention with you and surround you and try and give you all these pointers on what you should be doing, even though of the three of us, I probably suck the worst at action. But Flux is like an action god, so he should be able to just say, okay, this is my rules of action. Follow these rules and you will be gold.
Well, I mean, I understand where he's coming from because, I mean, I recently put out an action video, but, I mean, all my past stuff is all drama and romance, and doing action was so different. Like, I mean, it really is. Like, when you have a kind of mindset for drama, you don't have the same kind of, like, I mean, you can tell, like, I mean, look at me and DC Developer. We have, like, totally different mindsets on making videos, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I can understand where he's coming from.
Now, whenever you were making your action video, you're talking about the Sired video, right?
Scryd, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just say Sired?
Yeah, man, I always...
That's fine.
For some reason, when I pronounce a word that I'm not really sure about, I always end up saying exactly the opposite of what it's supposed to sound like.
That's
like I call Kaza, and you guys call it Kazaa.
I don't even refer to that.
I call Jansky, and you guys call him Jansky.
Actually, I called
like
him Jansky before I actually talked to him. I called him Jansky, but he said it was Jansky. He corrected me, so I'm like, all right, I guess he'll name me that.
So, Lee, did you have an easier time editing action, or was it more complex for you, I guess? I'm kind of curious.
I know. It was different. Like, I wouldn't say it was easier or harder. It's that you just think differently, you know what I mean? Like, because I've gotten to the point where I can make romance videos pretty easily because I do it so much. And it took me a little longer to kind of, like, figure out what I was going to use, because I tried putting meaning into the video, and then when like it turns out like I was trying to do that kind of that random action stuff, but you have to put meaning to an action video.
Well, there is definitely a different mindset to it, but like I said, to me, whenever you just get started on an action video, it just turns into, okay, how many beats can I hit? Can I use all these beats? When you're doing like a drama or romance video, You're just kind of going with the flow of the song in terms of, okay, what scene will best illustrate how this song or how this lyric is interpreted. You don't really have to do that with action, not to me anyway.
Yeah,
but I make shitty action videos. So.
Well, then that would make sense, you know, especially for like Iron Chef editors.
Yeah, but if you watch my video, you can tell I didn't hit every beat in that song.
I didn't get to the whole thing, so.
Ouch. Ouch.
I see how it is. I see. You have you hating like that on your own member.
And now, see, Coop knows what I'm talking about, too, because he did make an action video a long time ago. He might not admit to it.
I did?
Yeah. I got
what
that Eva of Linkin Park.
Well, that was my
thing.
First video, man.
That's an action video, kind of, sort of.
I guess.
That's the closest thing I can see of your catalog as far as being action.
Oh, I'm actually thinking about making an action video. I have a song in mind.
Just so
I've
you could try something different?
Yeah. Or... It's going to be effects action.
Yeah, you need to expand your horizons. In fact, I got some cool OCR mixes that you could use.
Oh, God, you're horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's not going to work on me. I'm sorry, man.
Damn it. I was so close.
Nice try.
No, but getting back to three, like I said, it's going to be great. We have so many great editors.
I agree.
I cannot wait till AWA 2005 when we can premiere this thing and go out with a bang, because I'm thinking this is going to be the last one.
How many do you think are going to drop out from this project?
How many do I think are going to drop out?
Yeah.
Probably half of the people we have.
Oh, God. How many do you have?
But,
how many do you have?
But the plan is, if we sign up, let's say, 50 people, and 25 of them drop out, that's still going to be like an hour 15 minutes when you add all the commercials and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, MJ, I think I might have to drop out of BG3. I'm not sure. No, I'm just, no,
man,
it depends.
You're horrible, dude.
If Snake will work on my track with me, because
you need somebody to help you with that track.
Okay, you're breaking up again.
Because I didn't really predict this, but I now have an insane amount of projects I should be doing. I have ROS2, I have VG3. I actually have to be doing Project IU Mix now, and then I have to edit something for AWA, you know, for Pro. So I don't know how much time I'm gonna have, but hopefully, if Steak will help me out with my track, it'll be kick ass.
Oh God. See, this is the mindset that gets us in trouble every year. People will sign up at the beginning of the year, like right after AWA. We'll get a whole bunch of people saying, "Oh my God, I want in! This is great. You guys are awesome. I want in on this project." A couple of months pass. Oh well, you know, I'm not sure. I'm gonna see if maybe somebody will help me out. I can't really, You know, I'm not really sure if I can finish this off.
Hey, man, it's hard. Like all the stuff that you going on during con season. You know, all these projects and, you know. But hey, I'm gonna try to do it. I think my track has a good idea and has a good concept and a great song. So I really would like to finish it, but I'm gonna try.
What's that anime you're using again?
Chrono Crusade.
Is that any good?
Yeah, it's awesome. You should watch
it. I heard it sucks ass.
Ouch.
I heard you suck ass.
Hey, MJ, why don't you put up some links on the IRC channel?
To NES and RVG?
Yeah, so people who don't know what it is, even though I doubt they wouldn't know what it is, can actually download what these are.
Okay, I shall do that. By the way, big thanks to Fade and all the admins and mods for helping me get on the org server. Because I personally was getting sick and tired of sending it to people over AIM, like 700 meg files over AIM.
Ouch.
And having to rely on BitTorrents when there's like zero Cs going on.
Big thank you
to those guys. And there's a guy, his name is Rutkasa or something like that.
Rutkaska.
Yeah, he was actually hosting the whole RVG project on his site.
Damn.
So, I mean, I couldn't believe his bandwidth could take it, but he was. So big props to him, too.
That's cool.
For helping us out like that.
All right, well, it's about that time. We're going to play two songs here. Then we're going to call up Kusiara on the line. First song is, as requested by MJ, it's Lucas with the Lid Off.
Oh, that's rap goodness right there.
And then our next song
MJ, 80s rap?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, man. This is going to be great. This is going to be hilarious.
Okay, and the next song is One by Scooter, as requested by Berserk.
Ooh, I've been practicing in my mind. What about ba 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 ba? Catch the vibes, the reggae and the ragtime. Catch the vibes, catch the vibes. Cause it's Lucas with the lid off. Catch the vibes, catch the vibes. Cause it's Lucas with the lid off.
Lucas with the lid off. Come on and take your lid off.
man, I wish I could come up with a great idea for the Video Game Project 3.
Minecraft, the secret power.
What?
Your boundaries, Iron
Power. Yeah, sure, I guess.
My fist is a divine breath. Blossom, O fallen seed, draw upon thy hidden powers. Grant unto thee the power of the glorious Mother of Destruction!
What you say? Video Game Project 3, bitch.
Last one was always hardcore. Nostromo actually just released a video to that. It's probably still on either the first or second page of the AMV announcements. Go get it. It's a good video to FMA. But anyways, I think we're going to be calling up Cusiaro now. We still have Steak, Knives, and MJ with me, so they'll be blurting in here and there. Actually, MJ will probably take over.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I have a lot of stuff for Cusiaro. Well, I'm a big fan of his.
Okay, here we go. Hopefully he's ready. Last I saw, you had to take him.
Hello?
Oh, there he is. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. For those of you tuning in, we're talking with Hsien Lee or Shane Lee, whatever.
don't mispronounce his name. I made
I'm sorry.
Of that twice.
No, it's actually...
He never forgive me for it.
What? I never gave you any crap for that, did I?
You might have when you were drunk one time. How dare you mispronounce my name, you spit. Nah, he didn't say that.
All right, what's up, man?
Not much. Doing some editing.
You're doing some
not
editing.
On ROS 2. Sorry, Lee.
Oh. What are you editing?
I will finish. What?
Are you going to tell us what you're editing, or?
Oh, it's just like a little quick idea I came up with. The source is Fight Club, and I'm just trying to get it done for J-Con, because I found out yesterday I have a panel there. And, and actually, Rose Art has a panel there, too.
Really?
So we're like... Yeah, so I'm like, I haven't really made that much in the past couple of years, so I'm trying to figure out stuff to show.
Oh,
show the
Napoleon Dynamite video. Right?
Yeah, I'll show that one.
Everyone who hasn't downloaded that yet, go get it. It's freaking genius. It's Napoleon Dynamite to Lose Yourself by Eminem. It's just so hilarious. Have you put
actually,
up a link to that somewhere, man? Other than your Live Journal?
Is there what?
Do you have another link to that somewhere else other than Live Journal?
No, it's just in my Live Journal.
Okay.
Well, the Hypo Boys linked to it on their forum.
Okay.
They did?
I think the subject title is Rueful or something.
I could post a link into the chat room. Hang on.
Okay. Go ahead. Do that. Everyone, go get it. It's a great video. Okay, we're gonna start our interview with you here.
Okay. You have questions for me?
Yeah, of course we have questions for you, man.
Okay.
Where the hell have you been? How come you haven't made anything good in, like, forever?
It's
ouch. That's harsh, man. You
made
a master's video.
I've got, like, 10 videos that are, like, half done on my hard drive, and I just haven't found anything to get me going and finishing in any of them. I mean, the Napoleon Dynamite's, like, the first thing I've finished in a long time.
Okay.
Because you suck.
Yeah.
Ouch, man.
But I'm also, like, on, like, 10 multi-editor projects now.
I forgot he's one of our VG3 editors that defected from DDR as well.
Oh, okay.
Guess what? Do your ROS2 track, Shane. Finish it.
I will. You gave me that June 10th deadline.
I want it sooner. That's like a last minute thing, dude.
Yeah, but I gave you a beta like 3 months ago.
Yeah, how much have you done since 3 months ago?
Nothing.
that's a lot of ROS infighting right there.
That's right.
Hey, man, and look. It's I don't see any reason why it's going to take us a year to finish a 14-minute long or like a 12-minute long multi-year
project. Dude, it's because it's that good. Have you ever heard of Project Genius?
I don't even
haven't heard of Project Genius.
To this day, I still don't know what that is. I'm not in on that joke.
I'm not even on Project Genius, and I know about the joke.
It's not a joke.
Even
hey, Coop, how's your RS2 video coming?
It's very much real. Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all over the place.
It's done? Is that what you told me last week?
Yeah, it's done.
He's got 7 seconds.
I've got at least 10.
It's the best 7 seconds you'll ever see, though.
Jay, you have like the slowest song of all time. You can use like 3 cuts.
No. God, ouch.
Just have a couple squares, a couple of cuts.
That wouldn't be a stretch for Koopy.
I have a couple squares in there. Don't worry about it.
Flying rectangle.
Yeah. So anyways...
Coupahedrons.
So, what are you planning to release next? Hopefully.
I'm gonna finish my Fight Club video. And then...
I mean, like an AMV.
I was gonna make a Fight Club video.
What?
Like a full?
The Fight Club video, is that something for that live action contest?
No, it's just some stupid idea I came up with, and it's actually not working out too well, so I probably won't finish it. It's just something I thought of, and it's like a minute long, and I just had to do it, so I ripped the footage and been working on it. But AMV wise. Well, the next thing I'm working on is that Project IU mix.
That thing.
And then ROS2. And then I've actually got an Oticon video I want to do. I want to start next week. So that'll actually be a full AMV. It's like mine.
All right,
it's been a while.
And then somewhere in there, VG3 will make an appearance.
Yeah, I got to do VG3 this summer. I'm really not looking forward to that. Like, I'm really excited about the editing, but like, I really suck at that Zelda game. So if I want to get footage, it's going to be a pain in the ass. Can someone play it for me and give me footage?
Hey, if you ask Caster nice enough, he'll probably even cut out the sprites and do all the transparency work for you. So
really? Hear that, Caster? That would be a good deal.
You're like talking to him as if, you know, he's actually...
Oh, he's not in here.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you...
No, but he's in the chat.
He's probably listening.
Yeah, well, he's listening, but there's a 30-second lag from when you actually say it to when they hear it. So,
he'll get to it.
All right, MJ, do you have any questions for him?
Go ahead, then. First of all, I was kind of surprised that Coop's first question was, when are you going to get something finished? Because I saw... at AWA, your master's video, and I thought it was really well done. It was wasn't it the Ghibli kind of tribute deal? And
wait,
wasn't that yours?
I didn't do masters last year.
It was, ouch!
Was it your pro or I remember? There was a video he made that was like a Ghibli tribute.
Oh yeah, I did one for pro, the Keen video.
Okay, it was pro. Okay, that's what it was.
Okay,
yeah, but I didn't win anything, so they didn't show it.
Yeah, but they showed it at like the showcase and stuff. Now, that's kind of like your second or your third kind of Ghibli tribute-y kind of video, is it not?
I think so.
Now, what kind of inspires you to make those kind of videos? Are you just that enamored with Ghibli movies in general that you just feel the need to keep making those kind of videos? Or the music just tells you to do it?
Well, I'm definitely a fan of the movies. It's just, I don't know, they go to music so well. It's so easy to, you know, set them to some kind of flow with... you know, any sort of music. So, I mean, that's probably the only reason why. It's not like I'm a huge fanatic or anything. It just kind of worked. Well, I mean, I like it. It just kind of worked out that way. That I happened to come up with ideas for Ghibli movies. Just like I made like 10 Fushigi Yugi videos, and you know, I like the show and all, but it's not like it's my favorite. I just want to edit to it all the time. It's just, you know, I just happen to get ideas.
I was always turned away from Ghibli sources because I didn't like the footage. I thought it was kind of old-looking. Retro.
Kind of old and retro-looking?
Yeah. I'm kind of a... Call me shallow, but I like using brand-new and really pretty sources for videos.
Yeah, you're shallow.
Ouch.
Okay, now, Shane is actually the second person we've had on that's won Masters. I believe you won it, what, in like 2000 or 99, something like that? Or?
The first year they had it, yeah. A long time ago.
Did they give out a coat maybe? That then?
It was after 90. I think it was 99, maybe.
99?
I can't remember.
That was for the Every Light video, right? Every Little Light?
Yeah.
With Every Light. Pumpkins, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what was it like for you whenever, you know, you won Masters and you went up there and you got the jacket? We asked Flux the same thing, and he kind of said, you know, well, he was kind of worried and a little bit scared that his jacket wasn't going to fit. But what was it like for you getting up on the stage and, you know, accepting the jacket? Because it's kind of the major prize when it comes to AMV making nowadays.
I was actually kind of terrified because Brad DeMoss's Masters video got a standing ovation, and it played right before mine. And, you know,
what was that one?
His was the Rhythm of the Heat with Princess Mononoke.
Oh.
And, you know, his ended on this kick-ass, like, heart-pounding action note. And then, you know, everyone's on their feet and stuff. And then my video is kind of just the slow, mellow kind of thing. And people are like, oh, yay. And then I won. I'm like, oh, shit. And, I mean, the audience was polite and all, but I just kind of felt... I mean, it was, you know, I was happy I won, but it was just kind of a strange feeling since, you know, the audience obviously loved the other video so much
more.
You
weren't the fan favorite?
Yeah. Actually, I think one of the judges told me that... Like, it was Jingro's contest at the time. And actually, his favorite video was Brad's video, but I can't remember why they chose mine instead. It was some really weird reason.
Well, I remember a quote from, I guess, from that. It wasn't at the contest, but I remember somebody saying it had heart or something like that.
I heard that too.
Did you hear that from any of the people, any of the judges or any of the people down there?
Well, that was actually my friend who said that. So,
okay.
And he said it while I was around. So, I'm not sure if that affected judging or not. But, yeah, I was really surprised to win. I really didn't, like, I kind of... Just I didn't really think I was going to enter it because it took me so long to make. I didn't think it was ever going to finish, and I managed to get done before the deadline, so I just sent it in.
That's cool.
That's the way it always goes with Masters videos, though, right?
Yeah, it's always a surprise. That's one thing that's cool about the contest. Is it's always interesting. It's never like, you know, the comedy video or the action video is going to win. You never know what's going to win with Masters.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and some of the people in the Texas, I guess, crowd of AMV people, you could say, we have a theory on Masters. We always think it goes to the person that should have won it the year before, Or you, in other words, you kind of have to pay your dues in order to win Masters, which is why, you know, we weren't surprised when we saw that Fox won, because we thought he should have won actually a year and the year before that. But do you think there's anything to that, to the you got to pay your dues to win Masters? Even though the first year I went to AWA, the guy that won it that year, I think it was Fred Gaup, TNT guy.
He was the one guy who wasn't there.
Yeah, he's the one guy that wasn't there that year. I hadn't heard anything from him before then, so I was kind of, you know, surprised about that. But every year after, it seems like it's somebody that deserved to win before.
Well, I mean, isn't it blind, though?
Yeah, it's blind. It's done by professionals, like video professionals.
So it's not like they can really guess who made what.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not really AMV people. I mean, Matt Wagner has final say, but it's, you know, actually industry professionals who aren't really in the community into like, all the fandom and stuff.
What is this industry professional that...
Professional video editors, a professional... I think he has a professional audio guy. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but... Mm-hmm. But they're non-AMV professionals.
Guys that do this stuff for a living.
Yeah, who get paid for it.
I see. Okay. That's cool. Hey,
well, you're one of the... I guess you could say one of the old school AMV people. You've been making videos for a long time. What was the first year that you actually made... You know, an AMV, because I remember stuff from you way back to 98, 97,
man,
probably even before then.
Shane got me started on AMVs, man, back in like 2000.
So what year did I graduate college? I graduated 2001, so I guess I started in 98. The first video I ever saw was at Animazement 98. And then, well, I guess it wasn't until 99, until like a year later when I actually started making videos.
Was that the one you sent to ASIN?
What?
You sent one to ASIN, like, back in the day. I'm not sure what year that was.
Was it 99 that I sent one to ASIN?
I think so, the Limp Bizkit one.
Oh, then I must have started in 98. Like, the first video I ever submitted to a con, my brother was in his first of, like, 8 bands at the time, and he found out about these AMV contests, so he actually bought me a capture card if I would use his band in the AMV and send it to Otakon, where there'd be thousands of people to hear his band. So that's how I got my start. And actually, that video didn't make it into the contest, so
ouch.
Was
he kind of got screwed.
The Please Save My Earth video?
No, that was years later. The video I'm talking about, I doubt you guys have seen. It's called Solitude. It's a Rurouni Kenshin video.
I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
It's really old. It's pretty crappy. And, like,
old
you can hear,
VHS.
Like, the drummer messes up in the song. My brother messes up during the guitar solo. And you can hear all that.
Is this your older brother?
My younger brother.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think the video that started me on AMVs was your Faith video to the Golden Boy. I'm sure I've told you several times before, but that was the first AMV I ever saw, and I downloaded it from Kazaa.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Not Kaza, whatever. What do you call it, MJ?
Kaza.
I'm in the Kazaa camp.
I think I'm flying Sulla in the Kaza camp.
Yeah, most people are in the Kaza camp.
And so, like, back in the day, I just knew about, like, you and, like, MTT and Aluminum, but I downloaded a bunch of your videos back in the day, and it's kind of weird when I first met you at AWA, so.
And I'm sure that's probably how a lot of people back in the old days were, you know, exposed to your videos, because I know I downloaded, like, Formation, and I downloaded the...
Bachelorette.
Bachelorette off of Kaza, and... the one, the kite, and I can't remember the name of it. The one
Battle Angel?
Had the, and the Battle Angel. What was that one called?
So many old videos by Shane.
Push It, the Push It video. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Now, being an old schooler like that.
Kyoto Combat.
Yeah, and that one too.
Oh, God.
now, being in that camp of old schoolers, do you get a lot of the new creators messaging you or talking to you online saying, man, you know, you're the guy that inspired me, and, you know, I wouldn't be making AMVs now because of you. I mean, how does that make you feel when the people tell you that?
I mean, it's really an honor, especially, you know, people like Lee. I mean, it's especially, you know, seeing what they're making now compared to what I was originally making that inspired them. It's both an honor. It's both impressive to see what, you know, elite people can make, because, you know, a lot of the videos that people originally saw mine were really crappy, especially by today's standards. So that's kind of a cool feeling.
How do you feel about, like, having to, transition over from that older style that you used to do and nowadays?
He isn't transitioning. He does the same thing.
Yeah, that's probably why I've slowed down a little bit, I guess. And I guess that's why I haven't made a lot of things in the past few years, because I look at some of the ideas I have, and I'll just be like, eh, it's not really worth the effort. No one's going to care.
It's kind of like been done before, is what you're thinking?
Kind of like what?
It's kind of like, you know, it's already been done before with all these new videos coming out so fast.
Yeah,
you don't really care about doing it anymore.
You know, I see myself repeating myself a lot, too. I mean, almost all the videos I'm making nowadays, I've made some form of them before, which is why I'm also starting to experiment a little. It's sometimes working out, sometimes not.
There's this program, and it's called After Effects, and you need to learn it better.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of After Effects.
No, don't do it, man.
But I'm learning it.
No, come over to the dark side. Come over to the dark side.
I mean, I've used it before, just not extensively. I have a video I'm hoping to get done for Pro, which is going to be done in all After Effects.
Awesome.
But it's not like anything crazy, like something Vic or Jeff Heller would do. It just happens that there's a special effect I want to use in there that it's just easier to use if I do it in After Effects.
Glow?
It's not really flashy or anything like that.
Glow?
What?
Filter stylized glow.
I don't even know what that is.
Those are all probably filters and After Effects or something.
Learn to love it. It's the best ever.
Now, being that you're, you know, the older AMV people in the community, who were some of the people that, you know, that inspired you? Do you want to make videos? Some of the editors out there. You met Moss, you know, some of the other people.
Dwayne Johnson was my biggest influence. I mean, his videos were the first ones I saw. The first video I ever saw was his I'm Too Sexy video. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah.
The classic. And his True Faith video, to this day, is still my favorite Ava video. Like, in my opinion, there haven't been many Ava videos that have done anything more than his video has done. Even though it's very simple, it's all straight cuts and fades and stuff, it just nails the show down so completely. And Michael Coe, his Once in a Lifetime video. Mm-hmm. What else? Harsh Mistress Television. Have you guys seen their videos?
I saw one of them. I can't remember what it was. Their videos.
Actually, MJ, you would like this one. The one video I saw theirs was to Lords of Acid, I Must Increase My Bust.
I Must Increase My Bust. That's what it is.
Oh, God. I don't remember that.
I'm risque like that. Yeah. I watch it a lot.
I watch it pretty intimately, I must say.
That was actually the first video I showed at my first panel at AWA, I think. I showed that video.
No, the Once in a Lifetime video, the El Hazard one, El Hazard. I think I actually saw that one back like 3 or 4 years ago, and I actually thought it was like a professional made video. I thought it was
really
like a trailer or something. Because it was so smooth and the cuts were just so easy.
And like,
they just looked like they belonged as far as like a trailer or something.
Like before I saw that video, I was all about like the comedy and action videos. I'd only seen a handful of videos, and that was like the first video where I was like, wow, that's like a really cool drama video. Because before I saw some drama videos and they were just crap. But then that one, I was like, wow, you know, I really want to make drama videos now instead of just making, you know...
Crap.
Yeah.
Now, getting on a more personal... One that
you're breaking up, MJ.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll call you back, MJ.
Okay.
Fix your crap.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. All right, from the old to the new, okay... What do you see, like, for the new editors? Who do you think has potential or, like, any videos caught your eye recently, I guess?
I haven't watched many videos recently. I gotta think about this.
I'll have to give you some good ones.
Have you just been avoiding it or just kind
of... No, I don't download a lot of videos. I mostly just see them at cons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of the older guys are like that. You know, they don't keep up with the community as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. Right, Shane?
It's like it's sort of like with anime. Like, I don't watch Digisub as much as I used to watch like fan sub tapes. It's just something I'm not used to. I'm used to watching animes or AMVs at screenings and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I mean, back in the day, I think one reason like a lot of my videos got a lot of exposure was because this is before like peer-to-peer stuff, before the org, before the local downloads. Like, nobody could get hosting.
Yeah.
You know, I just totally abused my school's connection. So I had, like, one of the only reliable running servers all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you go out there looking for AMVs, mine are what you get, basically. And a lot of other people have a lot of trouble getting their stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or is it just the fact that you get worked to the bone at your job? Is that the reason
I get what?
You get worked to the bone at your job?
Well, not anymore. I watch anime at work nowadays. Well, not as much anymore. I literally had nothing to do for about 3 weeks.
Oh, that's right, because you said it's that huge project, right?
Yeah. You're still so breaking up, MJ.
Most of Beck from work. Beck is such a great show.
I need to catch up on that series.
Awesome. I want more of it. I want to read the manga now.
Yeah, I heard the manga's pretty good. Okay, so let's see. So September 24th to 26th, you got an Iron Chef. You scared?
Oh, I just want it to be over. I'm usually okay, and then I get like terrified like 2 hours before.
Okay.
Like I remember Ian was, we were talking about it. Like I had done it a couple times, so I was used to it a little bit. But Ian, it like ruined his Saturday. He was just such a bundle of nerves.
Is that why there's so much drinking really? Going on when Iron Chef is done?
I can't see Ian getting all worked up over something like that. I don't know. He's always so cool and calm and collected.
No, I see him doing it.
I mean, he wasn't like freaking out all over the place or anything. He was definitely nervous. And I remember before the contest, we went out there and had a cigarette together because we were both just dying.
Yeah. Is there any kind of a pre-ritual since you've done so many of these? I guess.
Besides the vodka.
I actually didn't drink this year. Well, the first year I threw up on stage, basically, was because I hadn't eaten all day, and I was drinking during the editing. So what I'd been doing was like bringing a sandwich with me into the award ceremony beforehand. Like, you know, they do the pro and masters right before Iron Chef.
Yeah.
So I sit there in the crowd and eat a sandwich, and so that way, if I wanted to have a drink or something during editing, I wouldn't get sick and die. Mm.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't do that last year. I was too hung. I was totally hungover last year, so I didn't drink. It was terrible.
Hey, you still won.
Except for that, Saturday night when you puked all over the front of the Waverly.
That was like 5 hours after Iron Chef.
I know, but it was still funny.
Today was, at least it was last year's anyway.
Dude, you're totally breaking up, man. I don't know what it is.
All right, MJ, you're done.
I'm sorry. Restart your computer or something, and then we'll call you back. Alright, that was weird.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, do you have one more question, and then I'm going to play some songs.
Wait, do we want to take any callers?
Well, I'm going to play some songs, and we'll take callers afterwards.
Okay, indeed. So what's your question?
Do you have a question?
Oh, I was just going to laugh at how Carlos likes to point at Shane's puke.
Yeah, he's been doing it since, I think, 2002.
Ushikan or something? What was it?
What?
When he started the Ushikan? Is that when he started the ritual?
No, I've never been there, but it was AWA 2002 when I threw up in the lobby, like all over the couch. And there's a picture of him, like, with his thumbs up, and he just looks so happy. He, like, made his night or something.
I think I'd be happy, too, if I saw you puke all over the Waverly couches.
That time, Nate Besner sat on me while I was really drunk. So I was sitting on the couch, and he started to sit on me. And I was like, no, don't, I'm going to... And then I hurled the other direction.
Oh, so what way have you hurled on Nate?
I could have puked on him. That would have been cool. After that, he fell on the ground. He was passed out, too.
Oh, yeah. We had a good Saturday night that night at AWA. By the way, anyone who's listening should all go to AWA Weekend Atlanta this year. It's a blast for if you're an A&B creator. We have so
go to ASIN. Go to ASIN. Anime
never
Central.
Never a sober moment. Trust me. It's great.
Jay, you guys are going to play that Napoleon Dynamite video at ASIN?
I don't know. Brad said he wanted to play it in his panel, but I'm not sure if he's actually going to.
I don't think we're going to play the RDS panel.
We'll find out. Anyways, for now, I'm going to play three more songs. First one, requested by Otaku for Life, The Cure by Sage Francis. Next song is Regret by Icon of Coil, as requested by Bad Martial Arts. And last song is The Ocean by May. And that's for my girlfriend.
That sick feeling in your stomach, you can't run from it. Let it guide you into high view, then move beyond the summit. From peaks to valleys, feed through alleys. If it's done quick, you'll have the time to find the caves where days were never sunlit. Discover scriptures made by a society of blind men who suggest the best directions where you most likely will find them. Dead set on checkmates, embracing a chess set. When bedspreads get wet, they're left with the scent of death threats. In 7 seconds, I'll become undone. I'm breaking through. If you're around by the time I reach number one, I'm taking you.
You're not the traveling type? Then hide your baggage better before you die a normal death and write the average letter about your internal furnace and how life's a sexually transmitted disease that you contracted through her kiss. When a boy writes off the world, it's done with sloppy misspelled words. If a girl writes off the world, it's done in cursive. I'm searching for a cure. Listening to the birds chirp, the same cryptic speech the breeze speaks and the sea repeats. Recognizing the cycles with every passing day, writing full demands in the sand till the crashing waves wash it away. I watch what I say now, but I hate it. Trying to make my mark, afraid of the dark nature of vague statements that plague the vacant parking lots where shopping carts go uncollected. That sick feeling in my stomach starts to leave my heart and soul infected. I won't accept it, do my best to reject patterns till it hurts. Every second, making bad turns for the worse. She's getting further away, I can feel it in the way my bones ache. The ocean sealed its lips now, the waves won't break. The secrets it won't say has got us trying to break codes in churches. And lately I've been hating its sole purpose. Sole purpose. When a boy writes off the world, it's done with sloppy misspelled words. If a girl writes off the world, it's done in cursive. I'm searching for a cure. Walk with a stick, start picking locks with it. Opening up heart-shaped lockets with little arguments. Tawdry trinkets start to split and contradict those who say one thing but think the opposite. I bit the dust, tongue-kissing documents in a smokestack. Faith is harder to swallow than pride, turning our throats black. I want my home back. I know that's not an available option. It's the way that I'm walking in between a cradle and coffin. That just makes me pace myself. If half the battle's done right, the other half won't take my health while jacking my shadow sunlight. To crack it open and find the space between my breaths are desolate. Life is just a lie with an infinite, and death is definite. But after I scratched the surface, I never saw the calm before the storm. Act so nervous. When a boy writes off the world, it's done with sloppy misspelled words. If a girl writes off the world, it's done in cursive. I'm searching for her.
RDS Radio, like you have something better to do.
can combine this city loss. Regret we tied this with the doors. Even if it remains tomorrow, or if everything goes away, we can combine this city loss. Regret we tied this with the doors. Even if it remains tomorrow, or if everything goes away, we can combine. We can combine. We can combine this city walls. Regret we tied this with the dogs. Even if it remains tomorrow, or if everything goes away, we can combine.
Coming this September, exclusively to Anime Weekend Atlanta, the most important multi-editor project ever, AMV Hell 3, the motion picture. Don't miss this special opportunity to become part of history in the making. We'll see you in hell.
Somewhere
dare say you're not using an ancillary. You're listening to RDS Radio.
Shut up.
You heard that live. Now. Lee's mom is hot.
Show me.
Lee's
is that
mom
hot?
Is
was
hot.
That live?
Yes.
Sweet. And I've actually met her, so I'm confirming for real.
All right. Anyways.
Bring your mom to AWA, Lee.
What?
Hey, she so was hit on her.
Hey, she was at AWA last year.
You should get a room with your mom at AWA.
No, guys.
His mom bought us chicken.
Nice.
It was damn good chicken.
Let your mom be your dad.
Okay. Anyways, we're back and we kicked off Snake so we can take in some colors for Mr. Shane Lee here.
Mr. Dragon Kick Ass.
Mr. Dragon Kick Ass.
That's right.
And, yeah, so anyone who wants to call in, just message me on AIM, and we'll call you up on Skype.
Come on, you gotta have questions for the famous Kuso.
Yeah, of course. Okay, I have a question for you.
Well, but
why the hell do you love Lamp?
What?
He loves the Lamp.
Am I gonna tell the story again, Jay?
No, I'm gonna tell the story. Just tell me why you love Lamp.
Haven't you seen Anchorman?
Of course.
Don't you remember that scene?
Of course, everyone should see Anchorman. If you haven't seen it, you're gay.
Where'd you get that hand grenade?
I don't know.
That was awesome. That was the best part of the movie.
I agree.
And then he's just screaming with it. He's just standing there and screaming with the hand grenade. Ah!
Didn't Luke Wilson get his arms pulled off or something?
No, someone got their arms sharp.
This is getting goddamn ridiculous. No one's calling in. Ouch, man. No one wants to talk to you. You know what? We're going to call up random people to talk to you.
All right.
Yeah, really.
All right.
We're going to make them think of questions, even if they're not very good questions.
Okay, maybe, hopefully this guy will answer. We're trying to call Caster Troy.
Ah, come on, Caster. He's been complaining about how he can't call on the RDS radio. Now when he gets a chance to, he doesn't do it.
I don't know. Maybe he's not listening. Okay, his phone's ringing, so hopefully he'll pick up.
There he is. Caster, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Caster? What's up?
Whoa.
Turn down your mic.
Don't eat the mic.
What's up, Caster?
Hey, what's up, guys?
I love
hey,
you, man.
Hey, what's up, man? All right.
I have a question for Shane, though.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
When are you going to finish your VG3 truck?
God damn it.
That's cold.
A few weeks after I started, apparently. I've got to start it first. Before AWA.
Hey, hopefully. ROS comes first, because I bitch at him more than you guys do.
But I've started ROS.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What? Who's talking now?
Hi.
What?
It's working.
Like, non-existent. We let everybody pretty much do what they want when they want.
Dude, you kind of just broke up and just kind of went in there.
Caster, how's the Cali? Cali Fournaye?
Is he there? Oh, God, we just...
Alright,
yeah. Alright, we're kicking him off. Alright, that was a blast.
Alright, meaningless questions from Caster Troy.
We need questions for Mr. Shane here. No one cares? I guess not. That sucks.
Call up someone else random. I call, is Fluxy listening?
No, Fluxy wouldn't be listening to this.
Fluxy listens to the show.
No, actually, Fluxy messaged me earlier and says he's going to be out for the night, so he can't listen.
Ah, jeez. Okay, then call, where is Brad?
He's been out. I don't know.
Bastard.
Well, we'll call up this girl because she's always around. So. Jesus, man. This is a live show.
Jeez, Lee.
God.
I did not do that. What? Don't even try to blame that on me. Call up Lucas Breeden.
No! Well, I called up Moonlight Soldier because she always has something to say. Right?
She's always available, if you know what I mean.
Hey!
Oh, ouch! Ouch,
that
man.
Was harsh.
Uncalled for, man.
Yeah, really?
Inappropriately, come on.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I'm assuming you know who Kusuyaro is.
Yeah.
And would you happen to have any questions for him?
Jeez, I don't know. You guys have covered a lot.
Sorry!
Especially about how old I am.
Yeah, okay, talk about how young he is and how you want to date him.
Whoa, no.
Hey, this is not
I don't
big
know,
poncho.
It sounds kind of sexy.
It's called Blind Date. RDS Radio Blind Date. Okay, anyways, you got a
GW
question?
He changes IM me.
What did he say?
He said, "Don't screw up your interview," in all caps, twice.
Is he listening to this?
I don't know.
Because the last time we asked him to, listen in, he's like, "You said sorry." that was to Mike and Mary. That was mean.
I know, really. How can you do that to Mike and Mary?
What a jerk.
Yeah, Mike and Mary are actually nice to him.
What a jerk.
Yeah, some of us aren't so kind to the Chang.
He said, "No, I've never been."
What?
Yeah, apparently he never listened to RDS Radio.
Okay.
He thinks he's too good for us.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
It was great, because last time when you mentioned Ari thing, everyone went into like another bitch fest about Chang. And
yeah.
Did that again.
So yeah. Anyway, yeah, Chang, he's a bitch. that kid's a loser. I mean, you know, what can we say about it?
Okay, so you got a question? If you don't, we can let you go. Sorry.
Yeah, you can let me go. I really, yeah.
Okay.
But I love your videos.
Thanks.
All right, that's cool.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for being called. Yeah. I guess.
Compliments are always nice.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for being on.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We got, I guess we're going to call up Bad Martial Arts again because he says call me, so. I guess he has a question for you.
Oh my god. Where are our European listeners? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, they're dead.
European listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Jansky and JCD.
Yeah. Oh.
All those guys that we moved our time for.
Just lost MJ.
Yeah, well, MJ was dead anyway. Hey, is BMA here?
Yes.
Okay, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
I remember one of the first... it was one of the early videos I saw was your transformation video. Mm-hmm. Nine Inch Nails is Becoming with Lane and Ghost in the Shell and... Is it Key the Metal Idol?
Akira?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Key the Metal Idol, Akira, they're very similar.
Very.
But, can you talk about that video for me? Because that video was one of the first videos that really impressed me.
It's funny. The funny thing about that video is, like, at that time, when I made it, actually, it only took me about a week, because all I really did with that video was just do random overlays and just put flashes in. And, like, at the time, everyone was like, wow, those are the best effects ever. And, you know, nowadays, I'm considered, like, an old-school editor who doesn't really do effects, and, you know, overlays and flashes aren't even really considered effects anymore. I mean, it's all After Effects and stuff now, but...
It's
yeah,
not
back then,
3D.
yeah, I mean... Really, I mean... I just kind of, like, just put in random stuff just to make it look pretty, you know? Just... None of the scenes really had any meaning. Like, the scenes I put together, like, with overlays and stuff, they're not really supposed to, like, go together. They're just there because they look kind of cool together. And, yeah. I mean, I did try to follow the lyrics somewhat, but, like, the melding of the three shows... I put in Lane because I needed more footage, really. Because Akira and Ghost in the Shell, with all the overlays and crap I was doing, it wasn't enough footage. So I just kind of stuck in Lane because they all sort of have this transformation theme to them. But yeah,
well,
it was...
now I feel horrible. I always thought that was like, such a brilliant piece of editing. Now you're crushing my dreams. All right.
Sorry. I worked hard on it, but I mean, I didn't put a lot of like meaning into it. You know, it's not, like, supposed to be symbolic or anything.
I think maybe it's, you know, the viewer, like, puts a lot into the thing, too, you know, and that's a sign of good art, that the viewer can see something in it that even if the creator didn't even mean it to be there.
What?
So.
Yeah, actually, I want to ask Jay, like, Euphoria, like, how much of that stuff is supposed to go together in a specific way? Like, all the different clips you have and the different shapes and stuff?
Sorry. I don't know.
Put Jay on the spot.
I don't know.
I don't think
I'm gonna
go, Geraldton.
It just took me a long time. Dude, Lee, get your off the mic.
Sorry, that was my mom. My hot mom, apparently.
Oh,
Lee's
okay.
Mom. Ooh, put her on.
Put her on.
What? She walked out of the room.
No.
Maybe when she walks back to go up to bed, I'll get her to come over.
She'll remember me.
Yeah, she will. I like that one.
What?
Oh my god, you guys are horrible.
Okay, so anyways, I forgot what was going on now.
I've got images of, like, hot moms in my head now.
Right.
Yeah, that'll do it to you.
we had a great time at New Year's, man. Shane drove down from South Carolina when he was visiting his parents, and we hung out for a little while, and we went to Q's place to have a bitchin' geek party. In which we watched the countdown on a monitor.
And Lee tried to get me to play World of Warcraft.
Hey, no, I only helped you out when Q made you play it. I didn't try to get you to play it. I just helped you not die more than you were. But yeah, we had a good time. Lots of drunkenness and lots of disgustingness over Goldschlager, guys. That was awful.
And I slept next to Lee, and a cat sat on my head all night. I woke up with this big bloody gash in my head.
Yeah, and you're all fluttered and stuff. You're like, I hate cats.
Well, I'm like, definitely allergic to cats.
This cat was so fat. I got pictures of it. Go to the RDS website and go to the image gallery. Click on my name, click on New Year's pictures, and you can see all the New Year's pictures that we had, man. It was a blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yep. I'll do it again.
Yep. Okay, so you got any more questions, man?
Not really.
Okay.
Callium is in the chat room saying, ooh, put me on.
Well, it's called Cal.
Really? He didn't say that. Well, he's not on Skype. He is. But actually, I promised someone else first, so I'm going to call. I'll call up someone first, and I'll call up Cal.
Now you got a queue.
All right, see you, BMA.
All right.
Okay, we're going to call up Aqua Sky Productions. She said she was going to be on. And hopefully she actually is, because on Skype it doesn't say that she was.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Cloud.
I got a question for Shane.
What you got?
Well, I wanted to know, since you worked on a lot of the DDR projects, I know you've been involved with a lot of the tracks. You got a personal favorite?
Out of all the projects?
Yeah.
Besides my track, I'll take advantage not to.
There's so many. I gotta think. The first project, my favorite was probably Lee Thompson's Captain Jack to something Tank Police, Dominion Tank Police.
The second project, my favorite track was the Ping Pong Club to Little Bitch or whatever.
That was amazing. That was Eric Kobe or Cobit, the guy who did Tainted Donuts. Right. Yeah, that just came out of the blue, because he was one of the guys that I didn't really contact much. He just kind of showed up with his track one day, and then we saw it, we're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Nice.
And actually, it's funny, because like, some of my favorite tracks are the ones from Mike and Mary on DDR2, like the Kenshin one to Smoke, Ian's Boys video, Marco and Christina's
Osmar DDR2 is video. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah, and those three videos were all backups. They were all done in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, the Turbo Neko video was really, really fun.
Yeah, I think that was like the most popular video from that mix.
Let's see, in DDR3, what was my favorite one in DDR3? Oh, I like Zarch's track.
Yeah, he was a backup too. He did that one really quickly. Yeah. Ian's track, I got to listen to every moment of him working on that video. It took him like 2 months. And he was
about it, yeah.
Yeah, that was like our summer where we had a bet with who could make the most videos, and we were just bitching to each other all the time. That's my favorite project, just because the mix was like the easiest to work with. And let's see, Fluxy had a great track. Mike and Mary, they both had good tracks. Mary's a walkie-talkie track.
Yeah.
Mike's Golden Boy. Oh, there's so many tracks. I gotta really think about this. I wish I had a list in front of me. DDR3 was the one where I felt I made my best track out of the projects. Not out of everyone's projects, but like just my best DDR video, which was the Black Heaven video.
Oh yeah, that was really good. Oh, I liked Tritles and DWJ's track on DDR3. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, and Nate's video.
Nate's was pretty awesome.
The thing with Nate's videos, like when I first saw it, I didn't get it, but then, do you guys know what that video is from? It's from Sandman, the comics.
Yeah.
And I recently just read all those comics, and now I go back to that video, and I'm like, oh, that video is awesome. Before I was who is this?
DDR3 was by far, like, it was just an awesome awesome multi-year project. And really, it was DDR3 that made me covet being on DDR so much, made me want to get on it.
Yeah.
You know?
DDR4, I like the opening track a lot. I actually kind of, like, sort of decided for Ian that he was going to do that track.
You're doing it, bitch.
And then, yeah, he got Jeff to do that, which was a big help. DDR4, what else? Lee's video was good.
Oh, thanks.
Not.
That was a backup. Yeah.
Actually, there were a lot of backups.
Who dropped out to give me my track? I forgot.
Doobie-doo. Your track?
Yeah.
I think your track was... What was the name of your track?
Healing Vision.
I think that might have been Lee Thompson's track.
Oh, yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Hey, a Lee replaced by another Lee.
That's right.
The better Lee. Oh.
There were a lot. There's a,
or a gayer
like
Lee.
There's also Bogusaw Lee Sheng, and then there's me.
It's funny, because like when I was in high school and like now college and stuff, I've never met another Lee. Like, I've never met another guy named Lee before. And I joined this A&B community, and there's so many Lees. It's so weird.
Yeah, there are.
Look how common you are. Anyways.
Jeez. Oh,
you got any more questions, Miss Aqua Sky?
What about the ones you've done personally? Which one are you happiest with?
Well, the DDR3 one, the Black Heaven one. And actually, I like, in the first project, I like the Silent Hill one a lot, Maison Ikkoku. Because that's my favorite show of all time. And I just felt, I mean, that was like the one show that would have worked for that song. Because it's like this sappy romantic video, and they talk about Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, either that show or Love Hina, I guess that's Christmas stuff. But that was like a really easy video to do. So, like, the easier a video is to do, the more I usually like it, just because it feels more, I don't know,
organic. Flows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Thanks. Okay, we're gonna call up Mr. Callium, and hopefully he's ready. Do. Yep. Love that awkward moment of silence.
Well, there's like delay between
ringing.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter, but we have to call people.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Cal? What's up?
Hi.
What's the deal?
Hi. How's it going, Mr. Moderator?
What is Jay yelling about? What?
I don't know.
You're just talking to me randomly?
Yeah, what's up, man? You got a question for Shane here?
Well, not really.
Damn it!
I told you I didn't have anything to say.
Just say something, you bastard.
Why did you want us to call you then? Jeez.
I never did. I just, we said it was on.
Oh, whatever. Just say something. Ask him a question.
Shit. Look, my brain doesn't work, okay?
We're putting you on the spot, man.
Yes, you are.
Not that on the spot. Just ask him about, like, what his favorite food is.
What?
You're supposed to whisper this to him, you know, not actually. Yeah.
I don't know. Shane, do you have any deep dark secrets you'd like to reveal or something?
Hang on one second. I got one.
Just one, though.
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
There you go. Could you guys understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
I wish you'd get out of my life and shut up.
Are you on the soundboard that Eric posted?
Yeah.
This one thing kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
That is the best movie ever.
Wait, what?
That is the best movie ever.
No, it's not the best movie ever.
I know, it's just very funny.
We're getting a lot of feedback here.
Shut up. Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
We're getting a lot of...
Your mom goes to college.
That was not on here. I'm pissed. That's like my favorite line from the movie.
Yeah.
I don't even know what movie that is.
Oh, blasphemy.
Dude, turn that off. Feedback. Too much feedback.
All right.
Cal, go see Napoleon Dynamite, like, now. As a matter of fact, now.
What?
I'll borrow the DVD from someone.
You know what? You might as well just take off your pants and then just go.
What?
All right. Thanks for picking up the phone, man.
Sure.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. So we can have a little bit of Shane trivia. Little known fact, Shane drives a Camry.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And he can't...
It's pearl, right? It's pearl white colored.
It's what?
Silver.
No, it's
silver.
It's dark green.
Damn. We'll give a background. How old are you again?
25.
He's a Duke graduate.
Mm-hmm. He's
he majored in electrical engineering.
Biomedical engineering.
He's 5'8".
Same thing.
5'8". Where'd you get that?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Where are you guys getting this stuff?
You don't know?
How tall are you, man?
I'm 6 foot.
God damn it!
He's taller than you.
Becker! You bastard.
How tall are you, Jay?
5'9". I am
that's
short.
That's how tall my dad is.
Let's see. Another little known fact. Shane has, what, 8 brothers with the same name as him?
No, they're my cousins.
Cousins, same thing.
Okay, you're Chinese, right? You're Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay, and
Anyway, are you Mandarin or Cantonese?
Mandarin.
Okay,
Mandarin.
His name in Chinese means dragon kick ass.
That's right. That's where my screen name comes from. Where my IRC name comes from.
And Norsepodia, I don't know what the hell that means.
None of these people are getting these jokes, Jay. These are all inside jokes.
I know. That's the point. What's your shoe size? That's what everyone wants to know.
13.
13. Jeez.
Dude, you have a huge foot.
What the hell? Are you a clown?
What? My brothers are even bigger.
What? Man, you know what they say about guys with huge feet?
They're gay?
Big socks.
That was gay, man. You're gay now. It was horrible. Okay, we're going to call up another random person.
All
right. I only wear a size 11 and a half, man.
Really?
Yeah, but you're bigger than me.
Dude, I wear size 11.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't know. My foot's almost as big as yours.
Your foot size is supposed to like correspond to your height, sort of, in a way.
Yeah, that's why you're like a clown, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah. MJ's like, Jesus, shoe size?
Exactly. They're totally running out of material here.
I know. It's great.
Well, Dark Chibi's on.
Yeah, we called up Dark Chibi.
Who is Dark Chibi?
I'm not sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah. You don't know? You just called somebody?
No, he told me to add him to Skype. Like, okay, I'll call him up.
All right, Dark Chibi, who are you?
Hello.
What's up?
Hello. We've established that, I think.
That's good to know.
Okay, what's up, man?
Don't eat the mic.
No way, it's my new mic, man.
All right.
Hold it 5 feet away.
All right. Do you have a question for Shane here?
Is this question? Oh.
No. Let's find out. Who are you on the org? What's your name?
In the org, I'm AngelX03.
Oh, that's you.
Oh, we thought you were a girl.
Yeah, I totally thought you were a girl, man.
We had a debate the other day.
The secret's out.
Yeah. We totally thought you were a girl. Wow.
Man.
I still want a photo.
Yeah, I have a question for you, AngelX03.
Go for it.
Why don't you make videos? Stop being a forum lurker. Make videos.
Because I don't have much memory in my computer.
Kaizuri doesn't make videos. He's never made videos.
That's his problem, too. Yeah, no, he needs to stop that.
Actually, I gave him my old capture card. He just never used it.
Just because he's a loser, man. Look at him. I mean, you ever see pictures of him? I mean, come on.
Who, Andy?
Yeah. There's no reason for not making videos, ever.
He's got the biggest anime collection of anyone I know.
I know, really.
He has 500 anime DVDs. And almost all my videos, I borrow my footage from him.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, dude. I mean, that's just like, you know, wasting your potential right there.
So what's up?
All right.
Not much though, but just want to comment on that on Custiaro's DDR4 track.
What about it?
It was silly.
Terrifically awesome.
Which one? My DDR4 track?
Thanks.
Yeah, you and J-Bone did.
Oh, thanks. Alright, you like that one?
Yeah, that was that's like one of your best ones.
That's like my least favorite video I've ever done.
It's crazy and fun.
Wow, thanks. I had no idea people actually enjoyed that video.
AngelX03, where are you from?
I'm in school right now in RIT.
Rochester Institute of Technology?
Yep.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Kind of surprised.
What's your major?
Civil engineering tech. Yeah, my major's like all beyond what all you other guys are, like computer, whatever stuff. I'm like the other way, in the other side of the spectrum and stuff.
Hey man, I was an art major at Florida State for a little while. I was majoring in graphic design.
What are you doing now, Lee?
I'm an IT major at Southern Polytech.
Oh, that's right. I should have known that.
Yeah, you should have known that.
You bastards.
You bastard.
I can't say it like Jay does.
You bastard.
Just replace ERD with ID.
Bastard. And you gotta put on an accent.
There you go.
You bastard.
Or EED. That works too, bastard.
Whatever.
You're a yellow bastard. That yellow bastard.
Can't I say the same for you?
Uh-oh.
Ouch. Okay, anyways, we're gonna let go of Dark Chibi now.
Aw.
Sorry. You don't have a question, so we're gonna call up some other person. Thanks for thanks for picking
thanks
up.
For calling.
All right, see,
oh,
ya,
see you next week, though.
All right, see ya.
Later.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna call up. Yeah, a random person here. Hopefully, he's ready for this. Last time we called him, he had kind of a jackhammer problem.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Fade?
Hey, man.
You're on RDS Radio, actually.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
I don't know if you're listening in. But we have Cusiaro here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I make fun of him?
Yeah, actually, we needed someone to talk to him, so you're on the floor with him right now.
Okay, man. That reminds me of the first time I met him. It was at AWA. You remember that?
Tell us about that.
When I was, like, passed out on the floor?
Yeah.
You gave me a bottle of water.
Yes, I did.
I remember that.
I said, hi, Shane. It's Fade. I have a bottle of water.
That was good times.
Oh, man.
Which AWA was that?
You played rugby at your apartment.
Oh, yeah, we did that, too. That's when I, like, ripped my toenail off.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear about that?
You ripped your toenail off that day?
Yeah, man. My left toenail, like my big toe, I like stubbed it on something. The whole thing popped right off, except for like this one little piece of skin hanging off the end.
Like while we were playing?
Yeah, like while we were playing. I didn't feel it at the time, but like a couple hours later, the whole toe turned like purple. And my toenail fell off.
That was a star-studded affair. We had like Mob Rosha Studio, Joe Crosdale, Jason Salcy of RYS, Pizuri. Was Dwayne Johnson there that day, or was that the next time?
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson was there that day, too, and we previewed the Otakon tape.
Oh, man. I don't think there's been anything more exciting than a bunch of A&B creators playing rugby.
It was great. Like, random people in his apartment complex joined us. It was so much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, it was just a big group of New Zealand guys that were subcontracting for the company that I was working for, and they happened to live in the same apartment complex as me. And so they decided to teach us all how to play touch rugby. And so I found a whole bunch of guys over there, and we all played rugby.
It's awesome.
It's good times.
People are wondering what that sound is in the background, Fade.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. That's my crappy laptop fan that's going on.
Wow. Okay. It sounds like you're making like you're blending like mixed drinks or something.
Yeah.
It's like a dishwasher.
Yeah, let me try to cool this thing off.
It's all right, man. We're just wondering. They were making assumptions like vibrators and such.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
It's fine.
Yes, it's late, and I'm alone.
Oh, God.
You caught me at a bad time.
Well, you didn't know we were doing the show, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was kind of like.
You just randomly called him up and didn't warn him at all?
No, yeah. He was just on. We've done it before.
Yeah.
So he
yeah,
never,
actually, I was,
he
I
never
was waiting
really
up
knows
to see if Carol would come back up. It went down, and it was down for like 2 hours, and like 10 minutes ago it came back up.
Man, Carol's been having a couple of those problems lately.
Yeah, yesterday and today we've had a big outage. In fact, I was in the middle of typing Darebert and seeing, telling that we need to get a date so that we can move our stuff.
Call the guy that owns the server, or that is hosting the server, and yell at them.
Oh, I already did. That's why we're moving.
Okay,
awesome. You're moving?
Yeah. Know that, man? God, look at all the stuff you miss.
You don't know about that?
No.
Where are you moving to?
The servers are. You know, we've got like
the 100 servers.
The servers are moving.
You were moving.
No, not me.
For a second.
Nobody cares about me. Everybody cares about the servers.
So, how's the family doing?
Doing pretty good, man. It's actually really cool. I mean, if anybody had told me that it would be like cool to have like a kid running around and barfing on you and throwing up and
you would have been all over it earlier
farting
right?
And stuff like that.
You
know, I would have told them they were on crack. They said it was actually cool to do it, but it's actually really cool.
Right.
Well, all right. Glad to hear that you're having a good time with all that, man.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I mean, you guys are like looking at each other, going, "Dude, it's late and he's on crack." And but no, it's actually really cool.
Alright, that's good.
That's good, that's good.
Can we get a question from you towards Shane here?
Is there anything you've always wanted to ask him?
Yeah.
But just felt like you need to be on a radio show to do so?
Damn it! See, this is what you get for not like letting me prepare.
That's fine.
See, he's known me for years.
You know,
I've actually known him for years.
Really?
If we were linked on the org, you would know when we were playing or not.
He's cooked for me before.
Yep.
He's cooked for you. What the hell? What kind of relationship?
Well, he cooked for a bunch of us. We were at his place.
Okay.
Yep. So we cooked dinner.
Yep. And I cooked for everybody.
Oh.
As much as I could.
Are you going to be at AWA this year?
Unlikely.
Really?
I'd really, 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 really love to go, but I got like subcontracting work going on, and unless it's like going really good, then I can't make it. For financial reasons.
That stinks, man.
Yep. But if somebody wants to pay my way and stuff like that, you know, I'll be glad to show up.
Oh yeah. Okay. We should have like an org donation pile and a bring Fade to AWA donation pile.
Just skim a little off the donut fund, man.
Oh
yeah, right.
That might be a crap load of it.
Yeah right.
But yeah, are you gonna make any cons this year, besides the ones you've already made it to?
I might make it to. What's the one in Raleigh? Animazement?
Yeah,
I might make it to Animazement. Simply because, like, my brother-in-law lives, like, 10 minutes away from there, so I got a place to crash.
Oh, where does he live?
Cary?
Durham? Cary?
Yeah. It's, like, due south of the place. Actually, I have two brother-in-laws that live in there.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, anyways.
Animazement might be there.
Okay. All right, you guys heard it here. Fade, Animazement. Go right there. Anyways, I think we're going to wrap up this show now. I'm going to play the last two songs here. We have Weezer Dope Nose as requested by Aqua Sky, and Armor for Sleep, The Truth About Heaven, as requested by Burnt Toast. We're going to play those songs, and we're going to wrap up the show afterwards.
Beautiful. All right.
Thanks for picking up, Fade.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah. Nice talking to you, Chris.
See ya.
Good seeing you, Shane.
Later.
Okay, here we go.